Yes. Quoi, Mzwe, Ndalawesi, Jacquatso, je suis Abenaki Dodanak, une des 11 nations situées sur le.
I'm one of the 11 nations situated on the Quebec Territory in Canada, as it's now called. We are here at the United Nations before the expert mechanisms on behalf of the Bombanaki Nation to denounce the cultural overtake that our nation has been a victim of, but also around 100 Indigenous people in the world today. More specifically, while we discuss today the possibility of strengthening Indigenous people's participation at the United Nations, we would like to raise a key issue. Who can speak on behalf of whom? I'm talking about the principle of self-identification that allows some non-Indigenous groups to usurp our identities. Increasing number of people have got involved in this process, and it is increasingly essential to have a clear distinction between people who have Indigenous heritage. The United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People stipulate that Indigenous people have the right to determine who are their members. For some Indigenous peoples, this is a principle that allows them to ensure their cultural and very survival, and often combat ignorance and violence. Nonetheless, for some nations such as ours and many others, this is a direct entry door for the theft of our identity, our culture, our language, and our history. These people who appropriate our identity are undermining our history, and they are stealing our suffering, the suffering via which our ancestors went before us and experienced before us. We are very concerned for our future generations whose inheritance is being stolen. The United Nations have to rethink what has been written about self-identification. It is not up to the states to determine who are our peoples and who belongs to our peoples. This is far from being sufficient if somebody simply says they have the right to self-identify. This can only undermine our people and our own self-governance. We would like to call on the Canadian and American governments to jointly support us in this initiative so that our members and our ancestral territory crossing the state border between Canada and America is subject to self-determination, and that this cannot be evoked to justify inaction, this cross-border status. And we address our message also to all states to reevaluate the process via which Indigenous people are recognized, while over 80% are in fact not necessarily Indigenous in some cases. This was revisited in 2011 and 2012, but we know the road that we have walked, and we know what future we want for our people. This future is not to be determined by others, but must